Imagine arriving at work each morning and immediately putting on an invisible armor. You're now performing two jobs, your official role and the exhausting work of hiding weaknesses, managing impressions, and navigating office politics. This energy-draining second job represents perhaps the single largest waste in organizations today. What if there was another way? In An Everyone Culture, Harvard professors Robert Keegan and Lisa Leahy introduce a revolutionary concept, the deliberately developmental organization. These remarkable companies have discovered how to integrate personal growth with business performance, creating environments where people can bring their whole imperfect selves to work. The approach addresses a critical mismatch. Roughly 58% of adults haven't developed the mental complexity needed for today's increasingly volatile business environment. DDOs solve this by creating cultures where everyone stops hiding their limitations and instead works on overcoming them, resulting in increased profitability, better retention, and solutions to seemingly intractable problems. At NextJump, new employees begin with a 3-week boot camp that immediately identifies their backhands, character weaknesses needing development. Everyone knows each other's limitations and works on them daily. The company operates on better me plus better you equals better us. Constant self-improvement plus helping others equals sustained happiness. Remarkably, they weigh revenue contributions and cultural contributions equally, 50-50, in salary reviews. Decurion Corporation begins meetings by aligning intentions, acknowledging participants are about to practice something difficult that might trigger vulnerability. During fast-paced operations between movie showings, teams gather for pulse-check huddles, where personal development and business improvement happen simultaneously. Bridgewater Associates operates with radical transparency. Every meeting is recorded and available to all employees. They embrace pain plus reflection equals progress and provide a pain button app for employees to record negative emotions, triggering follow-up conversations. Their Dot Collector app enables continuous feedback where everyone rates others' actions, creating what they call a pointillist picture of a person over time. For decades, experts believe mental development ended by our 20s. Research has since revealed that mental complexity continues increasing throughout adulthood through distinct plateaus. The socialized mind, shaped by others' expectations, the self-authoring mind, guided by personal agenda, and the self-transforming mind, able to examine one's own filter. The socialized mind often withholds crucial information to please leaders or avoid causing shame, classic groupthink. The self-authoring mind filters information based on what serves their personal mission. The self-transforming mind can step back from their own filter, valuing yet remaining wary of any single stance. Research confirms that higher mental complexity correlates with better performance. A study of 21 CEOs found a clear upward slope showing increased mental complexity correlates with greater leadership competence across multiple dimensions. What makes DDOs remarkable is how they create pan-developmental cultures, supporting people regardless of their developmental stage, the fullest meaning of an everyone culture. DDOs operate through three dimensions: edge, developmental aspirations; groove, developmental practices; and home, developmental communities. The edge represents four fundamental principles: adults can grow, weakness is a potential asset, the organization runs on developmental principles, and profitability and human development are inseparable. The groove encompasses practices enabling growth. Destabilization can be constructive. Minding gaps between what we say and do is essential. The timescale prioritizes growth over closure, and interior life becomes manageable. Home refers to communities that both provoke and hold vulnerability. Rank doesn't have its usual privileges. Everyone does people development. Everyone needs a supportive crew, and everyone builds the culture. Are these serious businesses or merely indulgent experiments? The evidence is clear. Bridgewater has made more money for investors than any other hedge fund in history. Decurion's theaters have the highest gross per screen in North America, and Next Jump has been called the most successful company you've never heard of. Despite engineers receiving weekly job solicitations with higher pay, turnover plummeted because employees value the internal income of personal growth over external financial rewards. DDOs employ the immunity to change exercise to reveal unconscious limitations blocking growth. The process starts with identifying a specific improvement goal that would increase your effectiveness. You then create an honest inventory of behaviors working against this goal, both actions taken and opportunities missed. Next, identify the fears that arise when imagining doing the opposite of these undermining behaviors. These reveal hidden competing commitments, unconscious self-protection mechanisms. For example, someone wanting to delegate more might discover a competing commitment to maintaining control. The final step uncovers big assumptions, core beliefs sustaining your immune system, such as, "If I'm not perfect, I'm worthless." By naming these assumptions, you can question their validity and reduce their influence. This process often reveals surprising connections between stated goals and unconscious resistance. A leader wanting to be more strategic might realize their operational involvement protects against fears of appearing disconnected. Understanding these connections addresses root causes rather than just symptoms. Creating a DDO begins with establishing home, a supportive environment for vulnerability and learning. Leaders must model vulnerability by sharing their own development challenges, admitting mistakes, and actively participating in learning discussions. The approach requires working simultaneously in multiple dimensions, engaging head, heart, and hand. The head element involves bringing your interior life into work, examining thoughts, feelings, and underlying assumptions limiting your potential. The heart element ensures this invitation comes with compassion, not as a control mechanism to extract more from workers. The hand element provides reliable practices, structures, and tools that rebuild the culture daily: regular learning forums, peer coaching circles, structured reflection time, and development-focused team meetings. Organizations should establish shared agreements addressing questions like, "What conditions do we need for interior work?" and "How can we support both self-development and colleagues' development?" These should be co-created with employees and regularly revisited. Since violations will inevitably occur, practices should convert these breakdowns into learning opportunities. While information technology has evolved dramatically over 50 years, our approach to human development at work has stagnated. DDOs prove that organizations and workers can become mutual catalysts for growth. Though some may view workplace vulnerability as unnatural, real organizations have successfully implemented these practices for years. In today's volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world, the DDO model offers our best hope for creating organizations that meet these challenges while developing people to their fullest potential. By integrating personal growth with business operations, these pioneers achieve extraordinary results through the development of every individual. What distinguishes DDOs is their willingness to challenge fundamental assumptions about work organization. They create environments of well-held vulnerability, where people can feel unpolished yet still valued and included. The benefits extend beyond personal growth to higher engagement, reduced turnover, and stronger innovation. DDOs have proven their viability. The question now is whether more organizations will embrace this approach, transforming not just how we work, but who we become through our work. As younger generations seek meaning and development, this model demonstrates what's possible when growth becomes integral to organizational identity.